I just noticed right now from grabbing my Goku figurine that, you know, if I have like itchy balls, I could probably like set them up like perfectly right here in Goku's hands. Yeah.
Yeah, Claire's so small, so Goku could get
Exactly.
him. It
See,
could be
one
hold
ball
your
in
little
each hand.
penis.
See, it can do all of them. That's why he's a hero. He's like
Oh,
that, and even
shit.
using like a little ball scratcher. Look
Sure.
at this. No, but now that I'm looking at him a lot better, I can actually see that his eyes are green and not blue.
Yeah, they're supposed to be green when he's Super Saiyan, dumbass.
I swear I
Fake
always used to,
fan.
I swear
Fucking.
maybe it's because of the TVs down in Mexico, but I could have
No.
sworn that over there or maybe just like the quality of the show, but I
Nah,
could have sworn that they were like a light blue.
you didn't grow up with it. That's why, fake fan. You don't deserve to have a Goku figure. Anyways, what's up, Kasoku? Welcome to episode 2 of the Samurai Summit podcast. I'm your host, Unlimited Though, and with me to my left, to my right, the beautiful, the handsome Rhythmic. How's it going?
I swear my balls are not scratchy. I
I thought
swear.
we were going to say sweaty. My
Well,
balls are sweaty.
no comments.
Knees, weak, arms are
Arms are
heavy.
heavy. There's vomit on my sweater already.
One spaghetti.
He's nervous.
On the surface. We gotta get
We,
fucking
yeah, I
copyrighted
know. That's what I was
right
about to say. We probably should continue.
now.
Oh, it's going well. It's going well. It's finally podcast day.
I know, right? I mean, like, we don't have a bunch of news this week, but I think it's gonna be like last week, pretty chill,
Oh, hell yeah.
short podcast. By
Yeah.
short, we mean it's gonna be another hour and 20 minutes, most likely.
We mean
But
that we're just going to speak about news for 30 minutes and then spend the other 40 minutes rambling about random shit.
yeah, you know, it always happens. But actually, it's been a pretty heavy anime related week for me.
Oh, really? Why? What's happening?
Like, okay, so I finished the manga. I mean, I'm sorry, the light novel. My friend's sister has it in for me.
Oh.
Dude, the fucking ending though. Oh, the fucking plot twist at the end. Holy shit.
He's a dude.
Dude, no, it's like you just reading the title, you think it's gonna be like way too much, like just about the little sister and him.
Yeah.
But no, it's a bunch of shit, dude. Like it's really good. Like I'm hoping they should really get into a light novel. I mean, into an anime. That would be pretty badass. Because I want you to read it, but your bitch hasn't even read the other one.
I know.
Cause it's good. And then I think the first light novel that I read, the my stepmom's ex is my and my stepmom's daughter is my ex. I think the second one is coming out next month, if I'm not mistaken.
Not bad.
But dude, it's so good. Like even when I was reading also, then I'm like, holy shit, I'm like, because you actually see at the end, like the picture, like it actually has a drawing. Like the same expressions, that was my expression too. I'm like, holy shit, it was like so freaking good. And then aside from that, I started reading again on The Promised Neverland. And dude, what was the last thing that you saw? I mean, that you read?
But I mean, should we really say it? Because I guess
Well,
it'll be spoiler warning, slight little spoiler warning.
kind of like the chapter, do you remember? I just want to see if I'm ahead of you. That's why.
I don't remember the exact chapter number. I remember what I saw. They were revealing a lot more about what happened with the history and how it was essentially like it was kind of like a knight and one guy
Oh, when they do the promise.
I think it was a promise, but I think the guy on the book, the original one, he was a coward and he backtracked something along those lines, or that they tricked someone. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Was it chapter less than 100?
I honestly wouldn't know. I know that I was starting to go along to backstory and I wasn't liking it because I thought the backstory made like all the characters weak.
Because dude, I don't know. Well, I'm on volumes. I actually have it right here with me. Volume 16. So I read volume 14 and 15. Like within 2 days, I read like, actually, yeah, I finished volume 15. Dude, actually, not gonna lie, I think I finished both of the volumes in one day, if I'm not mistaken. But dude. It's so freaking good, man. You gotta continue reading it. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, I remember a little bit more details. Or I remember that they had introduced or shown that Norman was alive. And that his plan was essentially contrary of what Ray's and Emma's plans were.
Oh, so you saw Norman again then?
Yeah, I saw him again.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm kind of like in that area then.
Okay, oh, then so I'm probably still ahead.
Yeah, so you're still probably more ahead then. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, dude, Norman, fucking amazing though.
Oh, yeah. See, I saw this. So I'm just skipping through the pages. I'm past 143.
Uh-huh.
See, this is a little too far, I think. So I'm not at 154. Let's see, 149. Because she had also just like entered like some dream world.
Oh, okay. So you're already in the 140s then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm behind you. Because I'm in volume.
Oh, that's funny. It's funny that I stopped reading years ago and you've been diligently reading it, yet I'm still ahead.
Yeah, but you were reading everything would come out weekly. I would actually buy the volume when it came out in the States.
That is true.
So that's why I got behind. But yeah, I'm like on chapter 130 something. Yeah, I think I'm like on 136, 137 around there. But I'm still a little bit behind then. Yeah, I'm chapter 139.
I'm trying to read or trying to like the pinpoint because I'm trying to remember like little details. I remember there was like some backstory and I didn't like it because it was making like the main person seem like a coward or weak. The person that was writing either the family that made the deal, the promise.
Okay.
Or the person that wrote the books.
Okay. Shh. Okay. Don't say no more. So yeah, I was reading the Promised Neverland. And I finally ended up buying Rose and Harry Volume 1 and Volume 2. And those, they're arriving tomorrow. Well, yesterday. Ooh. For you guys, because it's releasing on Tuesday. So technically yesterday. So probably by the time you guys read, I mean, here it is. I'm already read both of the volumes and took so many bathroom breaks, probably. With sticky pages. You know how it goes, man. Oh, and I forgot to mention on last week, I watched the Death Note movies, the Japanese ones. You know how I told you that I seen parts here and there? Because I bought it and I saw both of them. So I was like, they're actually pretty good.
Okay.
They did a pretty good job. Of course, it wasn't going to be exactly like in the anime, but it was really good. That's why I also like the English one, because it has nothing to do with the anime. It was completely different. So, but I know people like to complain about shit, the usual.
That's how it tends to go.
And then I'm like halfway through the Quintessential season 2. Holy shit, man. Dude, the last episode of fucking season 1, I was fucking like crying with of happiness, dude.
That's about season 1, right? I'm almost there.
You'll find out who he marries.
After season by that one?
Yeah, season 1, he tells you. Last episode, he tells you.
I feel like it's Yotsuba. That's why you hate her.
No, I hate fucking Nino. Since I met her, like the way it's like her character, her personality, I don't like Nino at all. Like, I really don't. Like, I kind of like now, I kind of like her more a little bit. Like, okay, she's like whatever's now, but before I would hate her, but nah. It's just like my least favorite one from the Quints, to be honest. I think mine is first Miku. And I'm between Itsuki or
Ichika.
I'm kind of like between though, because I kind of like them. But then again, Itsuki, she's kind of more like a little brat too. She wants to be more like a mother figure to everyone. But Itsuki, she's like really doing shit for her sister. So she's more mature. I mean, she is the oldest one too. So I really like her though.
Also, a question, since you were also watching it. I don't know if it was just me, but were you also getting the feels that Ichika was kind of doing like, you know, adult content? When then they were approaching like, oh, she's an actress. Like, oh, I go in and I make the scenes better.
Yeah, even when I was reading the manga. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, I like...
Like she's going out late at night and then coming back up and she's keeping it all a secret.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
And she don't want to tell nobody.
Exactly. I was like, holy shit, time to go to the restroom.
But I think what kind of drove it all the way for me, at least, was like the fact that she had like more adult underwear or undergarments. Because even like her sister, Yotsuba, points out, like, wow, you have something like this. It's so adult of you. You're like, yeah. Oh, you're just so, you're still wearing the same underwear from grade school.
Yeah, the same tataras.
Yeah. The one with the little teddy bear.
Yeah, exactly. Right at the front. Fluffy sometimes, depending on what type of underwear you buy. But yeah, I got that feeling too that she was making adult content. But I was like, that's my girl.
I was about to subscribe to that OnlyFans, you feel me?
It's free, you know? Her OnlyFans is free.
The free stuff is only bikini videos.
Not hers, man.
Damn. What's the ad? What's the ad? Just curious.
It's I forgot her name. Ichira Nakano _ 69.
All right.
Imagine there's an account with that name and OnlyFans.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, me either. I wouldn't be surprised. There will be one for each of the quintessentials.
I think something similar like that. Have you seen that? There's like a Japanese streamer. I don't remember the exact name, but she's pretty much taking the image of the girl from The Ring. You know, like the one that comes out of the well and has like the long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's using her image and she is doing like YouTube videos and streams. You know, just like her day to day, like, oh, this is what a morning looks like in the life of the girl of the ring or whatever her name is.
The life of the ring.
Yeah.
And it's not day even, like, in the life with the ring girl.
Yeah, essentially. Like, oh, this is how I get up. This is how I make myself breakfast. And essentially stuff like that.
I was watching some of those too for like, oh, a day in the life in a high school and shit like that. Like, I wish I could go to a high school in Japan.
Flunk.
Flunk what, bitch?
Flunk college. And then redo high school over there. Either way, they probably won't accept your credits.
I'll be like, hey, you know what? Okay, can I just go? Dude, I just got a shape and I look like fucking 15 years old.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
Bitch, you know it.
Or just keep the beard so you can be like that one 17-year-old that's in every like Hispanic high school that has like a full-ass grown beard. It looks like a man. True.
And I'll be like, yeah, you know what? I'm 17.
Just go. Like, they'll be like, sir, please get out of the way. Like, I'm 13.
I'm 13.
Like, whoa, my man.
Ohio. Ohio gozaimasu.
Oni-chan.
Yamete kudasai. You might hear that shit. So I found my Burning Blood game.
Finally? Where was it?
Dude, right in front of my fucking face.
Damn. Behind your monitor.
No, so were you with me when I went to check in the closet?
Mm-mm.
So, but you see the inside of my closet, right?
Yeah.
So when I opened the closet, you know how on top there's like a shelf where I have more shit, pretty much.
Yeah.
It was right there. The box right there. But it was facing me. It was the bottom part, right? So it wasn't on the side. It was the bottom part of the big, because I had the collector's edition.
Yeah.
So it was the bottom part. So it didn't have anything. Until today, I took out some shit to take to the storage. And I was like, motherfucker, here's the game.
Oh, so you didn't even play yesterday?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was yesterday, not today. Oh. Yesterday. So I was like, for today. So yesterday, yeah, when I saw, like, bruh. It was here the whole fucking time, right in front of my face. Every time I opened the closet to get some of my clothes to, right there it was. So I was like, shit.
This guy.
And I was even thinking, like, hopefully I fucking find it. Like, I gotta go through these other boxes and shit like that. But I didn't have to. And I remember putting out, like, let me put it right here because it will be easy access for me to get the game whenever I want to play it. Because I don't want to take out just the box because Kim, you know, he wants to keep it together.
Yeah.
So that was the reason why that game was specifically on top right there so I could get it right away. But it's been, a while. I mean, I forgot about it.
Dude, but anyway. And again, even last time, I could have easily taken it because mine is just right there.
Yeah.
Right there on my shelf. And even right now, I just turn around and make sure it's there. And yeah, it's still right there. And if you weren't, if he didn't find it yesterday, I told you that. Just tell your brother to pass by and I can hand him the game. He has to get on the highway anyway.
Yeah. No, the thing is, because he got to work late, and you were probably going to be at my brother's house already. That's why. Mm. And I, by the time I already found it, though. I already had it. And without even me looking, because like I said, well, I was just searching like, I'm like, bro, it's right here.
Now I can see why it wasn't in that one drawer you searched. Like, damn, why is it not here? Underneath your TV?
Yeah, because those are just regular games. And I thought I took out just the game, you know? And like, maybe I just took out the game, but I totally forgot. I didn't want to misplace it from the actual collector's box. Yeah. But yeah, we got to play, though. It's in a cool minute. We got to play. I got to whoop some ass. Oh, yeah, so we're going to be playing Burning Blood, One Piece. And we're betting $500. Whoever loses gives the winner the $500.
Yep.
Yeah, he agreed to it, so...
And we can play right now. I just got installed on my PlayStation. Will it take that long?
Me too. I got installed it too. Mine would take because I don't... I might take because my shit's slow for some reason.
Damn, then I'm going to win thing to input lag. Hell yeah.
Yeah, mine is... Well, yours is connected to the Ethernet cable, right? Or you don't have it connected? Mine's not. Internet. Mine is on Wi-Fi and since kind of... Well, you've seen it. It's not too far, but for some reason, I don't have the fastest internet either. Because fucking where I live, they don't support fiber yet. So that's why.
Plus, you got a lot of stuff connected too.
I know, but still. I might go with the T-Mobile one.
Yeah, I've gotten ads for that, but I wasn't sure if I would get it or not.
Yeah, I want to try. I heard it's good. So I want to try because that one you could pretty much just connect it to an outlet. And that's it. You don't need to connect no other fucking type of Ethernet cable to the wall or anything. Just connects and then it says just to put it close to a window. So I guess it gets better signal. So I could just plug it right here and boom, we'll plug it over there and then have it closer to...
So is it going to be based off of like their data, like their cell towers?
I think so. So I guess if you don't get good signal with T-Mobile,
probably not your the best area, idea to get it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because they're using the same one. So it's not the best idea to get it. And then I was going to move to T-Mobile to get cheaper prices.
Yeah.
But then I got an email from Fiverr that they're reducing for $10. So it comes out to be almost the same what I was going to pay with T-Mobile either way. And you know how, at least with Fiverr, with Google Fi, you get 22 gigabytes. It's unlimited data, but you get 22 gigabytes of fast internet and then it slows down. So it's pretty much the same with any carrier. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, well, I think with me right now with, what's it called, with T-Mobile, I think I got like 50.
Yeah, and then they're changing mine to 50. So, like, it's the same as T-Mobile. Because I wasn't sure T-Mobile, they changed it to 50 or 45 or something like that. So, like, holy shit. I was like, all right, so there's no point in me in moving. Because, I already have. And then they do get good signal in Japan. So, whenever I go to Japan next year, boom, I'll be ready. And it's cheap, too. I think it's unlimited, too, as well, for internet.
It'll work out. Yeah, so I'm going with you too.
What happened?
So I'm going with you too to Japan.
You have the ticket. You get the money. Start saving up, my guy.
Fuck yeah, I do.
You're gonna bust a heavy last minute. Don't have money.
No, fuck no. I got that shit in savings already. That shit separate.
That's separate ass. I gotta start another savings. I gotta fucking sell my body, dude. Go to the corner, make some quick money. I just need one night, dude, to get 2,000 at least.
I give you $2 for a real quick 5 minutes.
Make it one, or you have a deal.
All right, bet. Pull up some cheeks.
But yeah, that's been my anime shit that I've been pretty much doing. So pretty much my goal, because let me actually show you. I have this Midori notebook, which is in the Japanese notebook. It's just plain regular notebook. But I'm using it to fucking write down manga and light novel. So every time I finish a manga, I put like the title, the volume, the title, the volume, and same with the light novel, and then I put the month that I finished that one. Right. So my goal is that way I get to see how many mangas and light novels I read a month. Because usually an average, a whole volume, I would probably read two or three if I don't get lazy. Right now for today, I have two manga volumes and one light novel riff for this month. So I want to see how much I get to improve all of that. So I'm keeping it as much as I can to put 3 years. So I'm pretty sure this one would get me for like a few years.
Oh yeah.
So that's what I'm doing with this. So just keeping track.
Next thing I'm going to see that, next time I see that book, it's going to be aged like fine wine or cheese.
It's going to be a bunch of hentai line novels and manga. Just the titles.
A bunch of Storm editions.
Oh, and I still haven't, you know how I told you about the testament of the new Sister Demon, Devil, whatever it is?
You didn't even know the name, but yeah, the testament of Sister New Devil.
Yeah, I still haven't read it. Still in the shrink wrap. I forgot that I bought it, to be honest. Because I got after reading the light novel, by that time I really forgot about that manga. And then I started with The Promised Neverland, because I mean, I almost towards the end. And then I forgot about it even more. So I like, but yeah, I gotta start reading it though.
You could, or at this point you might try to sell it, you know, it's still sealed.
No, I do want it down in my collection.
Hmm.
It's one of those special. Oh, then I have to go to Project H to buy the Kiss Velvet Kiss, the one that I told you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I gotta read that one. I gotta reread the first one and then continue. I think it's 3-4 volumes, so
not that bad.
From what I recall, they used to be like $17 each. So it was kind of pricey for back in the day. But I mean, it's hentai and fucking different ones, so they do charge more for that. Actually, let me check right now. I want to see if it's...
What's the stock price right now on hentai?
Project H. I go to the website and it says Project H Design is now Girls Garage.
Yeah, it looks like I'm about to buy some cryptocurrency.
Oh wait, what the fuck? This is something else. JK.
Hey dude, believe this. There's a cryptocurrency called Hentai Coin.
Really?
Yeah, the current price is 0.00071 cents. Hey, what? I'll buy $5 of that, and when that shit hits the dollar,
dude,
going to the moon.
I don't see the fucking.
Oh shit! It had a bit of a rise, right now it's going down. It might have been a pump and dump,
dude.
Yeah, I think it was a pump and dump. Its highest was in June last year.
How much?
Yeah, it went for 0.000694. And now it's at 1 more 0.79. So right now it's worth less than how it was worth when it started. It might have just been a pump and dump.
Yeah. Dude. I don't think the website works. I mean, it's available anymore. I'm a little bit, I can't find it.
Oh, that's interesting.
That sucks. Not gonna lie. I was fucking, now I have to go probably I think it was Project H, if I'm not mistaken. Project H imprint license, because it was since like 2012. So they probably didn't have too much to go by. But yeah, because they had the volume one on Amazon for the $17. Oh, well, I guess I got to do my research, buy it fucking secondhand or some shit like that. That's the downside of that. I wouldn't want to buy fucking hentai manga secondhand.
No, especially if you tell like, dude, this was good.
Yeah.
Page 53. Ooh, I remember that one.
I'm a little iffy about that shit.
Especially because you're the one like, hey, don't mind the crustiness. You can add some of yours and then pass it down. Keep it going.
Yeah, so now I gotta find somewhere else to do it. But yeah, just to let you guys know, all this talking we've been doing for the last 30 minutes or so, it's It wasn't in the notes.
Yeah, it's not even related to the notes that we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be playing the quotes game.
Yeah. Well, first the email, then the guess the quote. But talking about the email, let's go with the email. We got an email from Midnight Fang X, and he says, "What if they do the same thing they did with the last fairy tale game that came out to the new One Piece game? In the fairy tale game, it was open worldish, and as it went through the story, until you go into combat, then it was turn-based. Well, mainly, if I'm not mistaken, probably like 90%, 95% so RPG turn-based games, they're pretty much like that is semi-worldish. So yeah, I'd expecting that because you in the trailer, you see Luffy running around. But when they're going to like fight bosses, you're going to see like the standing there because you notice they don't see like fighting really fast or anything. For a teaser trailer, they usually do something like that too. But this one is mainly just like a one attack type of thing. So most likely it is going to be turn-based and it is going to be open worldish, just because that's pretty much probably like what do you say? 90, 95% of the games are turn-based.
Yeah, they're RPGs.
Yeah, I mean, even Pokemon is turn-based if you think about it, and it's open world. So yeah, it's going to be like that. It's very rare when you see just a game which is more like visual novel, and when you go into a battle, it's a turn-based. There's games like that, but it's very, very few, though. If I know.
You know, I was kind of hoping that this game would be more like the remakes of Final Fantasies, or at least like the newer ones. I was kind of hoping that would be a bit like that, but I guess it's not.
Probably because most of the games like that, they really haven't sold, so maybe they're trying like a turn-based. Yeah. That's why, even though we like Burning Blood and other ones, other people like you can never satisfy everyone. So maybe those two good. Like honestly, I don't mind because sometimes I don't want to be like pressed. I just want to like enjoy the story, and then just you know like don't be like too much. I'll be like, or I would think about like what moves to use or shit like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to like chill in the couch and then you know more relaxed. Because when it's more like fighting, I have to be sitting up straight, you know that. When it's a turn-based game, I'm more relaxed, chilling, you know.
Yeah, but if they do it like that, if it's turn-based, then there's gonna have to be like different types. So how do you think they're gonna divide the types for the enemies? Like obviously one type is gonna or a factor is gonna be haki, like for characters that
then long range healers. Like Chopper, he's gonna be a healer. I'm pretty sure he's gonna be like able to heal his crew. I mean, he's a doctor.
Yeah, but he still has a special attack. You know, he can go.
Oh no! I mean, he's still gonna attack, but he's gonna be like the healer of the crew. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Of course, he's still gonna attack. Like in Final Fantasy, there's mages that do healing, but they also have attack power. But they're not that strong as the actual like. Let's see if it was Luffy or something like that. Well, yeah. Hopefully that answer your. Well, that's kind of like your answer to your email. Most of them are going to be like that. And I'm pretty sure just by looking at the trailer, because you even see Luffy like going through the little trail type of thing. So yeah, it is going to be like that. I'm 95% sure it's going to be a turn-based.
Yeah, and if it happens, I'm completely fine with it. You know, it's not a style of game that I tend to play all that much.
Yeah,
but because it'd be in One Piece. And, you know, the current success that stuff like Pokemon has been having, you know, I'm willing to give it a try.
Yeah, me too. Like, I don't have too many turn-based RPG games because it's not my favorite genre. But it's a genre that I still enjoy playing here and there. And like you said, since it is One Piece, I'm excited for it. Dude. Especially the fucking graphics, though.
Hell yeah.
I'm super excited for this shit.
And you go still for hoping PC Master Race?
No, you know me, when it comes to anime or games, I have to have the collectors. Unless it's a take out like a desktop, like a PC physical copy, I'll get it for PC instead. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's anime. I have to have my physical copy, dude. I don't want digital shit for me. You know me, especially to do the collector's edition.
Oh, hell yeah.
For sure, I'm getting the fucking physical copy. But either way, I'm getting physical all the way, any day.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, now you want to say something else?
No, I just was gonna say that I saw that you like that. You like me making that sound like mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tell me to go to sign.
Uh-huh.
So So we are going to be moving to our second game from the podcast. The first game was a few episodes back when we have to guess the, was it the anime or the character? It was the anime. Yeah, we had to guess the anime, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we did. Kind of like character of the week that we guess the character, but we do every week. Now, this one is going to be guess the quote, which we're only going to say three quotes. We only have two tries to guess who said it for each quote. And we're only going to do it from the quintessential. Yes. Since we don't have a lot of characters from the quintessential, I just wanted to do one guess. But Mr. Rhythmic over here, he wanted to do two guesses. So I guess we'll do two. We'll guess twice. Just to make her happy.
Thank you.
Only thank because you, she's senpai. My little princess.
Yeah, I get spoiled like that.
Okay, so let me pull up my quotes. Dude, I was going to write the quotes on the actual our notes. I was like, shit.
Yeah, I wrote them just on a simple, it's called Google document.
Yeah, I just do it on Google Keeps on my actual unlimited dog account. Because I was going to do it through Google Docs, but it was already on Google Keeps, so I just did it through there. So do you want to guess or you want me to guess? Do you want to flip a coin?
We can do a little coin flip.
Shit.
I'm yeah, I got a coin right here.
All right, perfect. All right.
Where do you go look for? At it.
Okay, I can't even say if it is. Let me go tails because I like ass.
Okay, that's it. That's tails.
That's tails.
All right, so you go for tails?
Yeah, and just grab it and like that. Booty, booty. What is it? Yeah. Head. All right, so you get to choose.
All right, well, I want you to guess first.
All right, tell me the quote.
All right, my first one is going to be an easy one that's going to start going slightly harder. Like, keep in mind that all these are based off of parts of the show that I've watched, so it's all going to stay within season one.
Okay.
First one, don't worry, it doesn't have any snot.
Oh, who could it be? Let me Google it. Miku.
Yes, that is correct. Well,
technically, no. It's the guy who said in the back in the area with the empire, with the emperors.
Well, it was her making a reference towards it. It wasn't necessarily a quote. It was just her making a reference towards it.
Because that's what he's saying in the quote, isn't it? In the story?
No. She's saying like, oh, and don't worry, it doesn't have any snot. And she's kind of like waiting for him to do it. You don't know the story. Like, all right, you can't teach me anything.
Yeah, you're right. I thought they also quoted that.
No, it wasn't much. And then whenever he looks it up, it turns out like, oh, there was a rumor or a story that supposedly like one warlord or one shogun had put snot in the sake that he was sharing with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that it wasn't any quote or anything. At least not within the lore or within the story of the quintessentials. All right.
Okay. All right.
So cool. You got 1 point.
1 point, 1 point, 1 point. Honestly, I don't know if this are going to be hard or not because I don't know which order to put in, to be honest. But I'm just going to, the way I wrote it first, how, like from what I remember somewhat. So I'm just going to put it how it goes. Okay. So it says, why did I have to fall in love?
Oh, damn it.
And I think this already happened. See, like I said, I can't remember if it's season two or season one, but I think it is season one. Yeah, I don't remember in season two.
I think I remember where it happens. It's happening. They're telling Miku, if I remember right. Am I correct or no? They're telling her. I'm pretty sure that they're telling her, but I do not remember who says it.
I think it was
just guessing because I straight up I can't remember who it is.
Yeah, I can't really say because I don't even what if it was ahead of season one. But still season one, and I don't want to spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who would think would say that?
Based off of what it is, I would say that it was Nino.
That's actually a pretty good guess.
But was it her?
No, it's not.
Damn it. So who was it?
Ichika.
Really? When does she say it?
I'm trying to find the Saxon part because I want to say, like, oh, I think it was fucking spoiler. It wasn't even it. So I'm trying to see exactly where she's. And I was going to save the link too so I could remember, like, because I Googled it too to make sure it was something like that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to, like, fucking paraphrase the quote because then it's going to make it harder. That I wanted to be exact, the quote. But shit, I'm trying to. I can find it. I need to look for exactly where when she said it. But I think
I'm fine if you tell me details surrounding what's happening. If you remember it.
I think it's more towards when they go to the camp. I think it's during that.
Oh, then I haven't even.
Yeah, yet. That's why I think it's during that, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that towards the end of season one?
Yes.
Then so. I have not seen it.
I think so, yeah. But I can't really recall. It might be a badass part. I think it's that, but it might be sooner. But I can't really do it. But hey, but Nino though, it's a good guess because later you'll see and you'll be like, okay, it's a good guess.
Damn it. All right, so far you're winning. You got 1 point. And I got nil. All right, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, my next quote. It's a little bit harder. Are you sure they aren't rocks?
Oh, dude, fuck. Okay, I know what scene it is. It's when Miku was cooking, right?
Yes.
Five. I can't remember who was there.
It's when she's cooking the croquettes.
Okay, I have my two guesses. It's either gonna be Futaro.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first guess.
Okay.
And this is it him?
Oh no. No, it's not him.
Okay, fuck. The second one, because he was there though, right?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay, the second one is Jotsuba. If I recall, he was with Jotsuba.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure which one it was. Because that's the piece that kind of you just saw right now. He's on her lap. So I was like, yeah, I can.
Yeah, so you got that one. See, you know why the two guesses were worth it?
Yeah. Honestly, I first was going to go with Jotsuba. That was my first guess, but I'm like, let's go with Futaro. Because I was expecting you to tell me a Jotsuba quote as the last one. So all I kind of went with what you're saying. That's why I was kind of like confusing myself. Shit.
All right, you're winning. For the last one, we'll do it just a single guess.
You sure? I think mine might be kind of hard, my last one.
I'm fine with that. Because if you picked anything from season two, I'm not going to know it anyway. So having two guesses won't help.
The things I can remember.
I didn't even get my second chance for your first quote. We just did one and then you told me.
You said, oh, that's right.
You bastard.
No, because then you said, oh, okay, who said it? So that's why.
I forgot about it too anyway.
Yeah, because you said who said it. So I'm like, did we already say the second one? So I'm like, well, I guess because I wasn't sure. So. Okay, who was gonna be your second guess?
It probably would have been her, Ichika.
Nah, should we let him?
Yeah, it was either gonna be Ichika or Itsuki. It was gonna be one of them too, because those are the other two like kind of mean ones.
Yeah, because Jotsuba, I mean, you saw what she said, you heard what she said, so yeah, between those two, yeah, kind of like, well, I mean, yeah, it has to be the other two, Jotsuba was out because Miku. I can't even say Miku though.
All right.
Okay, so the other one. Sure, where did my phone go?
Hit me with your best shot. Let's go. All
right. The other one is equality is all well and good, but we shouldn't reject everything that makes us unique to achieve that.
Damn it.
Honestly, Shit, when did this happen? I think this one, see, this is kind of fair to be pretty too soon because you haven't caught up with, but I think this is still season one though. If I'm not mistaken, this should be season one.
Yeah, because yeah, during the fireworks festival?
No, I think it's after that. And I kind of chose the quotes by not by the scenes, but by their personality.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of don't remember really the scenes, because I was just looking through different quotes. And they were like, this go good with this person, and then kind of this one with this one. So that's how I went with.
Based off of the scene, my first guess is going to be Itsuki.
No. But that's, yeah. that's a, oh no. No, that's a good one, because she's kind of like something she will say, not going to lie.
All right, it's not Itsuki, damn. Who else? Who else would actually say that? It's a very nice, but also very mature response.
Yeah, you wouldn't figure out this one, TBH. The one was supposed to be my last one, but they didn't want to make it hard.
Yeah, because this, it definitely is not Yotsuba. Yotsuba is too silly and too immature for this. Nino, I feel like she's too.
I think there's this more part to it. Do you want me to give you the second part? Maybe you guess it.
All right, give me the second part.
Okay. Equality is all well and good, but we shouldn't reject everything that makes us unique to achieve that. I don't want to invalidate her efforts. Rather than making everyone equals, let's be fair instead. So the other part was, I don't want to invalidate her efforts, rather than making everyone equals, let's be fair instead.
I want to say Ichika?
No.
But I'll say Nino instead.
No.
Damn it.
Futaro. Futaro-kun. Yeah. What?
I just as a heads up, all of my quotes are all just from the girls, not from anybody else.
Oh, mine is all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, mine is all, because I mean, five, I think, was easier. You could kind of know about their personality who said it. But that's why I just chose it. I didn't choose one character. And I was going to choose him, but I just couldn't find the quote, because I forgot I was too lazy to go through the episode. And now you weren't going to guess it.
No, I wasn't even going to go for him. Because the way that I was kind of saying it, I thought it was still referring to the five twins.
No, mine is not characters, but the characters, the quotes from the people that you've seen already.
Oh, yeah, I know. It just the quote itself, it made me think that it was referring to as we, as in one of the twins.
Okay, just to let you know, the other quotes, they're going to be just between them six.
Okay.
Because those pretty much is all revolves around them six. So that's why I kind of chose Futaro too. Because I was going to go with a quote of his dad, Futaro's dad. Mm-hmm. I just realized I said Futaro instead of Futaro. So I was going to go with his dad, but I was like, no, let's just keep it within them sake, because that's pretty much, that's pretty much, it revolves around them six.
I want to make you fail at least one. I don't want to give you all of them.
That's fine. I already won. I'm happy. All right. last one is just one try, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Your quote is, some things are going to have to come from you.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And just one try, huh?
Yeah, just one try.
All right, cool. Some things. Wait, can you repeat it again?
Some things are gonna have to come from you.
Come this dick.
Now think about it. Some things are gonna have to come from you.
Ichika?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Bastard. Yes, it was Ichika.
Yeah, she sounded too mature for that one. And I was gonna go with what's her name? Itsuki. The second one was gonna, I was first gonna go with Itsuki, but that one, like, I kind of don't remember because they don't talk too much. And I remember her saying that. And the next one was gonna be Ichika because she was the older mature one. I was like, well, she's the main mature one. Then it was that one's like, nah, let's go with Ichika.
So you don't remember when she says it? You just based it off of
her personality was the one that said, yeah, I can remember when she says that.
She says that when he goes into that big fight with Itsuki, because he gets the call that if they fail, that he's gonna get fired.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a big fight, and then
with Ichika, I mean,
Itsuki. Yeah, he like yells at her, and then he's back at their place, supposedly to study, but they're just playing a board game.
Yeah,
and they start getting into some ruckus, and essentially what happens is that they walk outside both Futaro and Ichika, and they start talking about, you know, some of the sisters are a little hard-headed, and, you know, him just being a guy, he's going to have to, you know, be the bigger man, and some things are going to have to come from him.
Okay. You haven't seen the slap, right?
Yeah, I saw that one when he's saying shit and he's like misleading.
No, which slap are you talking about?
I'm talking the slap that Nino gives him, because he's trying to get him to go to study, but the way that he's phrasing it, it kind of sounds like because
she calls him
a stalker.
Okay, no. You haven't seen this slap. Once you see this slap, you're gonna be like, that's what fucking Doe was talking about. Dude, when I saw, like, bro, that's what's up. Dude, it was such a badass scene, dude. It was such a, oh my god. I love this anime, dude. It's fucking good. It's an amazing anime.
All right, then is that case, I don't want you to ruin it. But let's go ahead. Let's finish it.
Yeah.
And what's your quote?
Last one. Don't feel like you should be the only one holding yourself back. Just do whatever you want to do.
Miku.
You sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Yes.
Nope.
Bastard. And you?
Your favorite girl? Your favorite girl?
Yotsuba? I feel like it was nice, but I didn't want to just go for her.
I was going to go with Miku last, or Miku within one of this, but like, he knows that I love Miku, so he's expecting a Miku fucking quote, so that's why I didn't go with Miku.
Damn it, I was kind of expecting you to use Miku.
And I thought, honestly, to have heard Miku, I thought you were going to use Yotsuba, because I thought we were going to be thinking like, this fucker doesn't like Yotsuba, so he's going to throw in the Yotsuba.
Yeah, I'm not good with reverse psychology, my guy. You can't do that to me.
Yeah, so me, that's why I didn't choose Miku, because she's my fave. She's my babe. But yeah, dude, it was so hard not to, to. And it's funny, I was gonna use this not quote too. But yeah, well, like, I can't use a Miku quote, because now then this fucker is gonna get it right away. I was like, nah, I can't. It was hard not to choose one, dude. It was really hard not to choose a Miku quote.
Yeah, well, that's how the game went. You won every single round and I lost every single one.
Honestly, I was kind of iffy about the last one. I was between Ichika and Itsuki. So I was like, fuck. So the last one.
Oh, go ahead.
No, like the last one kind of did fuck me up from yours. I was like, more shit, like, fuck.
Damn it.
The first two were pretty easy for me.
Yeah,
because the Crockett one, dude, I was laughing on that shit, so I remember that specifically. That's why they want to go with any funny moments, because you will kind of remember the funny moments. So I'm like, nah, yeah. I can't do that either. But yeah, let us know what you guys thought about this game, what we could do to make it better, or we were thinking about doing different animes too, but then that will make it more complicated. Also, you know, let us know what else you want us to play. Like, you guys have any ideas what to record? I mean, what to play? Yeah, then just let me know. let us know, actually. And you can always send us an email at samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And send us like, hey, what if you guys play this or something? Or I would say you guys could send them like little trivia questions. But then if we get some of them right or all of them right, you people are going to think that we
study for this.
Yeah, like we Google the answers, so it's not gonna be fun, to be honest. And since we don't do any podcasts live, it's yeah, we can't do that. But yeah, just let us know what else you want us to play. I went undefeated. I mean, right. Yeah, kind of, yeah, 1-1, you know, gotta right. Show off.
Hey, so before we move on, do you have any other quotes, you know, just for bonus rounds? Or do you only get the three? Because I collected a few other ones.
No, I only got those three. I wanted to do this other quote, but I just want you to hear it. No. So I didn't want to put it. I just want you to wait for that. Because I'm pretty sure that's what I asked what episode we're at. And you haven't seen that one yet. Because I think that's even in season two. I don't recall.
Oh.
I don't recall if it's like towards the end of season one. Or no, it is season two. Yeah, it's season two. So yeah, I didn't want to spoil because when I hear it, I was like, he got down. It's a Futaro who says the quote.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty badass.
All right. So you want to try to guess these extra bonus ones?
If I could, let's just for funsies.
All right. Yes, for funsies. The first one, I got pens for days.
I got pens?
Yeah, pens.
As in, like a pen?
Yeah, like a okay. Pens for writing.
Oh, is it Futaro?
No.
I got pens for days.
Yeah, I got pens for days. Oh, and no,
you say it was going to be just girls, right? Well, yeah, the only one that I see with a bunch of pens, I think it's Itsuki.
Because this one, I was planning on using it, but that would have been too easy. So that's why I skipped it.
Who said that one? Itsuki?
No.
Or Yotsuba?
Yotsuba says it.
Okay.
Yotsuba says it after he stays the night and then they go to the library to study.
I was thinking, did it happen in the library part? Okay, yeah, yeah.
Right. He's trying to find for an excuse to go back. Ichika says, like, oh, I need a pen. And she's like, oh, don't worry, I got pens for days. He's like, oh, don't mess me with that gay shit or something. She says, like, oh, I want my pen. So she sends Futaro back to their place to pick it up.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
I
can't remember that.
Got another one.
What other one?
Did someone drug you or something?
Oh, Nino.
Yes. Do you remember when?
One, first when they at the beginning when he gets drugged by her.
I didn't remember if he uses that or not, but that's not the scene that I got it from.
Oh, which one?
It's close. It's also still in that croquette one when he's laying in bed or when he's laying on the floor because he overate.
Oh, she
comes
yeah.
up to him and like, yeah. Hey, did someone, are you taking a nap on somebody else's house? Did someone drug you or something?
Okay, good thing I didn't say something else because then I was going to spoil some other shit.
Okay.
I was going to say another scene because I think I remember seeing that, but wasn't sure. All right, but
I got another two.
Mm-hmm.
Good job to date.
Futaro?
No.
Oh, no, Miku?
No.
Go away. Good job today?
Good job today.
Itsuki?
No.
Nino?
Yes. Remember when?
No.
She says it to Futaro after in the firework festival because he's able to get them all together.
Yeah. That's right. Dude, it's been a while since I had those episodes because I kind of started watching The Quintessential into this mm-hmm. week, so I kind of forgot those. I saw like what? Whew, I think it was in February when I saw those episodes.
Oh, damn.
And I kind of stopped because I started doing some other shit. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm moving this cord and I don't know if you're able to hear it through the mic.
Not that much.
Okay, yeah. Right. I was fucking changing it.
Now, the last one for all the points. Brrr. If we got married, then we could actually be sisters.
Itsuka.
No.
No. I know he told her, it was like we could be sisters. He was telling the sister, right? Futaro's sister.
Yeah, they're whoever is here is telling Futaro's sister.
Yotsuba.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember he was Yotsuba. It was during the fire festival, right?
Yes, it was also.
I mean, fireworks festival. Yeah. Okay, I remember.
Yeah, we could have gave me some bonus rounds, but you didn't save any other.
I'm sorry, I was just looking for those. Honestly, I forgot about the quotes, and I just were looking through them today.
Yeah, I was just taking quotes as I was watching.
Yeah, you were watching it. Yeah, I was gonna do that, but I'm like, no, I'm for sure this is season two because I'm watching it right now. So I didn't want to get anything from season two, but I was like, maybe it'd be just because of the sound. I wouldn't go into any like spoilers, just like random quotes or whatever. But
yeah.
But yeah, that was the end of the guess the quote. We'll probably find some other games to play in the upcoming episodes, maybe next episode, maybe in two episodes from now. We'll see. Now we are moving on with some news. First news is gonna be Wise Stars. They're remaking the set of Rascal Doesn't Dream of Bunny Girl, something like that.
Oh, Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai?
Yeah. They're remaking season one, the set.
What?
Yeah. Not the anime, the set, the card game. We're talking about Wise Stars.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Relax. So they're reprinting the first one, which is good. Because there's an expensive card from that set that's it's fucking like it's expensive as fuck. I don't know if it was only Japanese or in English, I don't recall. So they're reprinting those. They're reprinting volume one and volume two of Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. They're taking out, I don't know if it's a reprint or just a new set. Is it run to pick up girls in a dungeon? They're taking out that set. I believe they're reprinting the Seven Deadly Sins. If I know
they're reprinting a lot then.
Yeah, they're reprinting a bunch of good ones because I guess more people are into Wise Stars, I guess. Or maybe because it's getting bigger, anime. But dude. And then they're taking out Quintessential Quintuplets Season 2. I mean, Volume 2. The set. And then they're taking... what's the other one? They're taking... Attack on Titan. The final season, the set for that too. So it's taking out a pretty bad set, dude. Dude, I think by now I have enough cards to make a Miku deck. Yeah. You should make a Jotsuba deck. And the thing about Wise Stars, you don't have to go with it because like everyone has an expensive version of it, like Sand cards. So you don't have to go with those. You could go with like the really, really cheap ones.
Okay. Yeah. I looked it up, but I forgot how it works. Do you have like a main card that you play? Kind of like how Dragon Ball worked?
What was that? I'm sorry?
Like to play Wise Stars, or Weiss Farce, as the check on the video would say it because it's
like German. Yeah, also because they took out like a new announcement. It's kind of like with the B, Weiss Stars, something like that.
Yeah, the W sounds like a V.
Yeah, because it's Russian or German, something like that.
In German.
Yeah.
Weiss Farce.
Yeah. So what were you saying?
Oh, how would you make a certain character's deck?
So like an example with the Quintessential, you will probably play like let's say all Jotsuba's cards mainly.
Okay.
You could make sure with other ones, but you could always check like online like Jotsuba deck and it should take whatever. You're sure you could go by characters or like those other sets, like let's say SAO, if you get in the Alicization set, they have like effects that have to do with floodlights. So you have a floodlight, whatever they're called, you gain this effect on the field, some shit like that.
So if I were to make, like, for example, a Miku deck, would you have a special attack, some type of attack related to the crickets? Honestly, between crickets for your character, he got a stomach ache.
Dude, honestly, I haven't looked at their... No, they would have been really like that. But,
Is it more like towards the attack points and stuff?
Yeah,
like that?
More that time, like, if you have like another quintessential, like another quintuplets on the field, then yeah, you could do that. Or if you have another mic on the field, something like that, they would do it. You get special attack or something like that.
Okay.
That's how I see. Like I said, I haven't really looked at her card effects because I only have one deck that I built, and that's because I got it online. Like, let me build a Sinon deck. So I went out and built a Sinnoh deck, but I did get some expensive cards just because I wanted to, I like how it looked, you know, just to have it holographic.
Okay, and
I do have the one from Band Girl, the one for the F that is kind of like Guitar Hero. It's a bunch of Band Girls, like they have that one. Okay. The trial deck that I opened, but that was just a trial deck that I have. But like in the exact like custom deck, it's the Sinnoh deck that I have, you know, the base Sinnoh. But now I've been looking to get a Miku one. So I think when I have enough cards to get, probably Miku. I might be missing a few, but I could just buy those. They're like some like $1 each, $2 each. Oh, okay. So
not bad.
So yeah, it's not bad. You could probably build a deck less than $50, like a Yotsuba deck. Even probably like $20.
Let's look into it. But again, we do have to be playing it just so it's worth it, because even my starter deck for the Dragon Ball card game, it's still just sitting on the chest.
Well, I've been wanting to play that, but you never want to kick it or play cards. I've been like wanting to do that.
I need to get myself a mat so you could play.
Do I have a quintessential play mat?
Of course you would.
Yeah, when I went to a card game Coliseum,
yeah,
I bought two. No, I think I ended up buying three booster boxes or four, something like that. And then not Henry, but the other guy, he was like, oh, we have also quintessential play mat here, you could have it. I was like, dude, nice. So I have that. I have a Tensura playmat.
Nice.
I got a Madoka Magica playmat that I got years ago. And I have a Ruby one, the anime Ruby. And that's because I got it. I won that one a giveaway. The Tensura one, I bought two booster boxes. The guy sent me the playmat for free, pretty much just included. I was like, nice. And then the quintessential, well, you know that one. But yeah, that's pretty much the news for White Stars. I really, especially since they're taking out the new sets, I was like, dude, I gotta watch the Bunny Senpai.
It's short, but it's good.
I heard it's good. Yeah, my friend, he told me, like, yeah, it's like my favorite anime. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as calling it my favorite, but I do like it.
Yeah, he likes those type of animes. I guess he's like his favorite. I don't know if he was referring to just that type of genre or overall like his favorite anime for him.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, moving on to the next one.
Spy X Family.
Or Spy Family. I don't know. I still think it's Spy Family.
We'll have to see, but I guess we'll just keep it like that. Spy Family.
Just because Hunter.
Yeah, I know you told me to watch it, but I didn't because I was just binge watching the quintessential quintuplets.
Which, hey, you're not wrong, because that's just a good ass anime too.
Oh yeah.
But I was what was it called? Because the manga's already out.
Yeah.
So everyone was really hyped because the manga is really, really, really good. So some people are saying like, hopefully it does taste good to the manga, or like it's good as a manga. And people weren't disappointed with the first episode. And honestly, the first episode was hooked. I was like, this is really good. And dude, you gotta watch it. Oh, the little girl, she's so freaking cute. All
right, so we won't say much about it. We'll just keep it. It's good, and you definitely recommend it.
Yeah, dude, I highly recommend it. I think this is probably gonna be the best spring anime.
Okay.
Or one of the top ones, to be honest, because it's good. It's really good. Like, I highly recommend it. Now the other one that came out this week too, one of the main ones, was season 2 of Rising of the Shield Hero.
Oh hell yeah, I watched that one.
So without giving any spoilers, what are your thoughts on it?
It's a little weird that they went off like on this little branch, you know, not continuing the main plot. You know, it almost makes it feel a little bit like a side story. But I'm liking it so far. The enemy, just the name of itself, it doesn't inspire all that much fear. That's the thing that I thought.
But you remember the poster of the big ass turtle, right? It looked like mass. That's just fucking massive.
No, dude. I know. Like, but I just thought that they could have given it like a different name.
Instead like of a sick ass fucking name?
Yeah, instead of just like going with the obvious.
Yeah, aside from the name, I think it was pretty good. Honestly, throughout the whole episode, like, who the fuck is this girl? Who is this? Shit, I remember some of this. I know you had the same thing going on.
Somewhat, but it was mainly, I couldn't remember who was inside the suit.
Yeah, her. I was like, what the fuck is her?
And yeah, I guess she was. I saw her, then I remember her, like, from the last, I think it was the last episode.
Yeah, I remember, like, okay, I kind of remember that she was with the older hero. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, I remember really exactly what happened. But like, oh, fuck it. I just got along with it.
But yeah, I'm like, it looks like it's going to be very good.
The last quote of the new character. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, nice. Mm-hmm. You know, shows what the character says at the end.
Pretty much like, I trust you to make me stronger, something along those lines.
No, it's a new character.
Very new character?
Yeah, it's the last sentence of the episode.
That I don't remember then. I'll probably rewatch it later today.
Something about let me actually type it to you because I don't want to do any spoiler There you go. I mistyped the wrong one.
Yeah, now I remember. Yeah, now I remember who you meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. It shook me like, what the hell? What?
Right? You saw the lower?
Yeah, I couldn't remember it until you typed it in, and then I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. Yeah, like as soon as they pull up, yeah, and I remember.
Yeah, so it was a pretty good one. So I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, did it come out on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay, so after you guys do listen to this podcast on Tuesday, you should be able to watch the next episode on Tuesday. I mean, Wednesday, I'm sorry.
Yeah, either one day or who knows, maybe you're watching this on a Wednesday too. Okay.
Yeah, you never know.
Probably two episodes out by now.
Yeah. So the other news is, do you guys remember when Toei Animation got hacked by Unlimited though? So they could start making One Piece episode. No, I'm just kidding. Wasn't me, all right? Don't sue me. But actually bringing back Dragon Quest, Digimon Ghost Game, One Piece, and Delicious Party Pretty Cure. Wanna read when is Dragon Quest coming out?
Yeah, Dragon Quest is coming out on April 15th. It's gonna be a Friday.
Yeah, so it's this Friday.
Upcoming Friday.
Yeah, which is gonna be episode 73.
Yes.
And then on Saturday, which is April 16th, we're gonna get the rest of the episodes. Digimon Ghost Game episode 22, One Piece episode 1014, Delicious Party Predictor episode 6. All of them, they're already coming back this week. So how long did it take? Like what?
It was maybe like 2 weeks. It wasn't that long.
2-3 weeks. I think it was 3 weeks. So I 3 weeks to get to new chapters from One Piece.
Hey, hopefully it helped with the animation. But to be honest, I think the reason why they were kind of rushing all this stuff, yeah, so they can animate what's going on currently in the manga.
I know. Because
they're like very, very close.
Are you already caught up to One Piece? Or not yet?
Yeah.
So you're kind of like after that, like kind of went a little bit fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like it seems, so you're like, holy shit, like it's already going through here. So like, I was going to say a mega spoiler right now. Like it's not going to be long until we see.
Yeah, they're giving a lot of information like just boom out, which is not too long ago from what we've been seeing on the manga.
So I'm like, okay, so either do it like this, I guess it's not too bad, but I'm hoping, here's the thing, I don't want it to go too fast either. It's just like kind of fast, but just enough to enjoy, like not getting everything. But then again, in the manga it was kind of going fast too, if you think about it. They were throwing fucking shit here and there. I'm sorry.
Now, what I would have preferred for them to do, you know, like we had talked about all this time, for them to like slow down or stop the animations so that they could have done the big announcement for episode 1000. That would have made it like a big thing, like, oh, it's the 25th anniversary, 1000 episode. Boom, we're giving you this, the big thing that's happening right now that has everybody going crazy. That would have made episode 1000 special. But just based off of what it was, 1000 kind of felt very fillery.
They also kind of did it with the volume K100 and volume 1002. Chapter 1000, I'm sorry. What was chapter 1000 in One Piece? I don't recall. Oh, either way, don't say it because it's going to be straight up spoilers either way.
I think he's still running. He's still trying to reach the roof.
Yeah, I don't recall, but yeah. So yeah, if you guys were watching any of the Dragon Quest, Digimon, Ghost Game, One Piece, and Delicious Party,
they're coming back.
They're coming back this week. So make sure you guys have your Crunchyroll account ready.
You pay that $7 premium.
Well, I'm actually paying the $10 one.
Oh, so you can download them?
No, so I could get $15 every 3 months to spend at the Crunchyroll store.
Okay. Well, come with the extra benefit. You can download them to your phone.
Yeah, and then you could also, so whenever I want to, like, because if I don't get signal or something at work, I just download the episode that I want and just have it there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, now I get to have more connected to my account. So now if it's on the TV, my phone, and the other TV, don't need to log out or anything like that. And keeping logging back in because it adds more. I think that's like up to 3 or 4 more. So that's why I upgraded. If you do the 25 one, I think you get $25. I mean, the $15 ones, you get $25 every 3 months. Months. I'm sorry. But yeah, now with the next new dude, I'm excited for the next one. Finally got a release date. Well, at least for the Japanese version. And we got a visual. So you guys probably remember that we talked about a new anime made by Makoto Shinkai, which is from Your Name and Weathering With You. They finally released a visual of the main protagonist, the main character. And we also got released date, which is for November 11, coming out in Japan this year. And the title of it is Suzume no Tojimari, which literally translates to Suzume's door locking. Now in the picture, we mentioned that it was just a door and water. Pretty much it was like on water. But now they drew the main girl and she's holding a chair for whatever reason.
And she's using it to lock the door.
She needs it to step on it so she can lock the door.
Damn, then she must be real short.
Yeah, so I think, if I'm not mistaken, so the film still shows Suzume from behind, walking to what appears to be a small former hot spring town. And it says, Shinkai describes Suzume no Tojimari as a modern adventure story, an action film, and a road movie. The story follows Suzume, a 17-year-old girl from Kwai, Kyushu town, who meets a young man looking for a door. They find a door within ruins in the mountain, and Suzume opens it. Soon, more doors begin to open around Japan, bringing disasters from the other side. The film depicts Suzume's liberation and growth as she closes the door and are causing disasters. And it has the stars, the sunset, the morning sky, so it's probably going to be like a modern nature type of thing, maybe like tsunamis and shit like that. I don't know. Within that realm, it was a thought all time had melted together in the sky. So yeah, it's gonna be like, so I guess once they open that door, disaster is gonna come to the real world. So we still, I don't know, I'm excited. Anything from Makoto Shinkai, I'm just all in for it, dude.
It always draws tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited for it. November 11 coming out in Japan. We don't know when it's coming out in the States, but you guys there you have it.
Time to get a VPN.
What happened?
Time to get a VPN.
Oh no, but this coming out in theaters in Japan.
Hey, it's not gonna be on demand in Japan.
Fuck yeah, VPN it is. No, because it won't have fucking subtitles though.
I thought you said you were learning it. You don't need subtitles. You're like 3/4 Japanese.
Even if I was learning a whole fucking year, probably wouldn't be able to understand the whole freaking movie.
Wow.
You fucking try learning Japanese for 1 year. Let me see how far you get within 1 year.
Nani?
There, you understood the whole fucking movie. God damn it. Hey. All right, so we actually we thought we were gonna be like 30 minutes, but it's been an hour and 14 minutes around there.
Told you.
Hey, we were having a good conversation. All right, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's what makes it interesting. All right, so let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah,
character of the week.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
You guess mine now, because I started guessing yours first on the.
All right, I'll need a hint. What anime is it from?
Okay, and we only get what anime is it from?
Yeah. We'll do two guesses, and that one already counts as my first guess. Me asking for that hint takes away one guess.
All right, fuck it. Spy Family.
Ah, oh, damn it. I'll go with the little girl because you were kind of like
No, you weren't gonna guess. Now explain. Yeah, I went with the little girl that I want to mention it, so it could be easier for you.
Yeah,
her name is Anya. Anya. 4 year. Yeah, Anya, dude. Once you see her, you gotta be like, dude, she's so freaking cute. But yeah, her personality, everything, that you're gonna be laughing. Like I said, just a fucking good anime.
Because I remember there was like different roles. One was the assassin, one was like the spy, and then there was like a psychiatrist. No.
Like I can't say much. Well, they're pretty much, it's a spy. The main character is a spy. And then that's all I'm saying, that the main character is a spy. And then we just go from there.
So you won't even tell me what role she has within the three?
She's the kid.
Anya Forger.
Just watch it. I mean, just one episode. You don't need to catch up. Don't even read anything. Just.
Okay. I'm just looking at a picture. Ben, somebody's already selling bed sheets of her.
Bro, no.
By X Family, the tears of Anya Forger artwork bed sheets spread duvet.
$59.95.
You can buy her figure.
Yeah, she's awesome, dude. Just watch the first episode, you're gonna be like, dude, she's awesome. She's hilarious.
Damn, a body pillow. Hey, yo.
Bro.
Don't judge me.
She's like 6 years old, my guy.
Don't judge me. She could easily be 30.
Depending on the anime, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, it's good. Okay.
I want to guess mine.
Oh, all right. What's the anime?
All right, it's what I've been watching, the quintessential.
Okay. I knew I should have fucking...
It's not going to be that hard.
Yeah, Yotsuba.
No, I already had Yotsuba.
Oh, did you? Okay, sorry, that doesn't count then. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. I just look at your list. You don't have Yotsuba?
Like 7 or 8.
Oh, shit, I missed that. It's actually number 10. Dude, I just straight out look at your list to see if you have Yotsuba. That's why I said it.
Yeah, huh. Well, I already put her on my list, so don't look all the way down.
Okay, sorry. Then the other one that I could think of would be Miku, just because you said that she deserves it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's my character of the week. Dude, I didn't want to pick her because you already had picked her, but the more that I watch, the more that I'm just thinking, like, dude, she's the only other one so far, aside from Yotsuba, mm-hmm. that I think that should be with Futaro at the end.
Cause she's just freaking amazing, yeah. I was gonna say like sometimes you could pick the same character. It doesn't matter even if we did, cause depending what you're feeling that week too, or what you want to give a shout out to, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, like since I was watching the quintessentials again, I would pick Miku again, but I already chose her. So yeah, so we have Anya Forger from Spy Family. And we have Miku Nakano from Naruto.
Yes.
From Hatsune Miku.
All right. Now, let's continue the suggestion from Midnight Fangs from last week. Now, in a fight, who would win? Between Anya Forger and Miku Nakano.
Anya. And here's why.
Why?
Because she could read people's mind.
I mean, there's not much going in Miku's mind anyway.
Exactly.
And so what? She can't win with that.
No, she's with a spy family.
All right,
her shit goes into play.
So she can kill. Okay, I see how this is going.
I'm not even saying she could kill or not. I'm just saying it. I mean, if it's good for a spy family, come on. Even though I love Miku, boy, we're going by who will win. No, the thing is.
Remember, in this fight, we're not considering that they're just like with their normal selves. They're both going with intent to kill.
I know, that's why. But if it's really, if it's by strength, Miku could fucking, of course, will win.
Easily.
But since she's able to read her mind, she's going to know her next move. in advance that she could just be running away the whole time. Running away, okay. Running away.
Remember what happened with Sasuke and Gaara? I mean, Gaara with Rock Lee. It doesn't matter if she can read the movements as long as she doesn't have the physical abilities to actually get away. It won't do much.
But think about it. If you know, like, oh, if I gotta kill her, like, let me go away, set up a trap or something. Because she's a smart kid.
Okay, okay.
But like I say, if it's brute force, I'll go with Miku, 100%.
All right, so Miku wins. Congratulations.
But for this one, I would go with a tie. Because she's also just 6 years old, which, like I said, she's smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't seen too much of her. I don't know how badass she could get later. But you know what? I'll give it to you. I'll give it to Miku just because she's babe.
Thank you. She is babe.
Just because it's Miku, I give it to Miku. But you guys have seen both Quintessential and the first episode of Spy Family. Let us know what you guys think. I would say, see, the thing is, I think both of them would just get tired going back and forth because she could really, and I think we'll end up in the draw, especially how Miku is, because she's not physically.
No, she's not physically.
If it was Yotsuba, I would probably say Yotsuba for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's fucking napped and all this shit. But Miku, she's
lazy kind.
Yeah, she's one of the worst ones, too. So that's what I'm saying. And of course, she's a 6-year-old, too. Don't have too much stamina. I mean, they have fucking energy, too, because they're fucking kids. But I think that both of them will get tired and then just feel like, fuck this. But just brute force overall, we just go to Miku.
Hell yeah.
Combining everything, I would say a tie. I wouldn't think Anya would win. Now that I think about it more, I don't think she will win. How we just said they will get fucking tired. But once you saw that, it's because you gotta watch the first episode so you could kind of see why I think they might just get tired, both of them.
All right, I'll try to make some time today to watch it.
Yeah, like, I mean, just 20 minutes, excluding the fucking outro. Oh, there is a post-credit scene.
Oh, okay. I have to stay for that.
Now a lot of anime are doing that. They've been doing that for like a few years already. I know animes prior to that have been done it too, but it seems that more anime have been doing that. So that's why in any anime that I watch, I always stay after the post-credits. I always let it play just in case something happens at the end.
All right.
That's me with every anime because I don't want to skip anything. You know me. I got to watch the whole freaking episode.
You got to make sure. You don't want to leave when there's a post-credit scene that changes everything.
Yeah. And shit, I forgot what happens on the post-credit scene. What was that? Oh, I forgot. But yeah, just remind me whenever you watch it.
All right. But and yeah, that wraps it up.
It does. So what should our viewers do after this?
They should go to their rooms, get a little bit of lotion, some tissue paper, lock the door, and watch Quintessential Quintuplets.
Shit, they were going to be like, get some lotion, go to your computer, go to your Spotify or Apple Podcast, and write a review. You fucked it all, man. I thought we were going towards that route. But since you guys already have the lotion in hand, make sure to leave us a rating wherever you listen to. If there's any way to leave a rating or a review, dude. So we're not asking for 5 stars. Just you know, that way we know what we could do better.
Yes.
And also, don't forget to always send us an email saying just hello or any ideas for the podcast at samurai summit podcast@gmail.com. Either Arismic or myself will be replying. We're not going to be replying to the email itself because we're going to be replying
through the podcast.
So like I say, either him or myself are going to be replying, or both, depending. You could say something that you agree with Rhythmic, and then I'm just going to be talking shit about you if you agree with him. If you don't agree with me, you know how it goes right here in this podcast. you know, it's all funsies right here, so don't worry.
Have fun in games.
Also, you guys, you know, be on my team. I don't know, Riffin might talk some shit back. Who knows? Nah, he's too nice to talk smack.
I'll just put the other cheek and call him shit in my dreams. I'll tell him shit. Like, yeah, bro, I'm fucking gonna go with this little piece of shit. Well, we're not spitting all the facts. I see how it is.
Exactly. Well, that wraps it up for this week's episode. Hope you guys have an awesome week, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yamete kudasai.
Oni-chan.
Nani. Ohio. All right, later, guys.
Bye-bye.